if I'm, thinking about starting a startup or, getting something new off the ground, the answer is always now, yesterday. But I think I would just prioritize getting to market over whether the timing's right or not, get to market and find out if it was right or not, is how I'd think about it.
I like it. I like it. You're speaking my language, Joseph. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about your company, DeFi Development Corp. What does it do, and how, what problems are you solving?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Dr. Nelva Lee, and we are here today with our podcast, Concrete Build Crypto Financing. And today I have a guest, Joseph Onorati. But before we get started, I would like to tell you a little bit about concrete financing. We explore the intersection of real estate and crypto financing. We invite leaders, experts, and in both real estate and crypto investors on our show to gain knowledge into the revolutionary new field of tokenized real estate. First, here's a word from our sponsor. Revolutionizing housing and investing. We're not just building houses. Concrete Build is revolutionizing real estate. CBLD combines blockchain and commercial properties to make housing affordable and investments accessible. Tokenizing real estate helps reduce and sustainability housing projects. Imagine a world where anyone can invest in property securely and affordably. That world starts with CBLD. So get involved today at concretebuild.org. Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth. And now to introduce my guest formally. My guest tonight is Joseph Onorati. He's an expert voice in the field of cryptocurrency. Joseph's company, DeFi Development Corp, or DFDP, DV, specializes in Solana Treasury. It's a Solana Treasury company. And we are delighted to have him here tonight. Please join me in welcoming Joseph. Wonderful. So, Joseph, I'd like to ask this question to all of our guests. So, can you tell me a little bit about what are your thoughts between the intersection of cryptocurrency and real estate, and where do you think it is headed in the future?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, what kind of an interesting lead in for talking about DeFi Development Corp as well. So maybe I'll accidentally go there first and then try to answer the question. So back in April, we did a change of control transaction with public company. Previous name was Janover, JNVR was the ticker. The business continues as a real estate professional SaaS business and offers a few other services associated with real estate professionals. Since we did that transaction, we've changed the ticker and the name of the company, and we've fundraised into the business, and we're buying Solana and holding it on the balance sheet, as we've seen now with a number of other digital asset treasury companies since, though we are the first non-Bitcoin digital asset treasury company, and Solana is our asset. We've spent quite a bit of time evaluating how we might leverage the legacy business alongside the treasury part of the business. More broadly, on my thoughts on crypto and real estate and how they might overlap or work together, it makes a lot of sense to me. It seems inevitable that virtually all value transfer will eventually happen on a blockchain when blockchains are fast enough and have enough throughput to facilitate those transactions. Transactions in real estate just fit in inside that bucket. So that's one. Hopefully Solana is where that value transfer happens, and we have a pretty good argument, I think, that that is where it would happen. And then I also think maybe this is a longer term item, but a suspect title will also move on chain. And then of course that would make it easier for the transactions to also take place on chain once the title exists there. I was talking to a few of my friends about this recently, about how title is already tied into a blockchain in the country, Georgia. Are you familiar with this?
Yes, I have heard of it. Yes. I think it definitely makes sense for developing nations, right? Because there's so many issues with, when they're looking into title research and things like that. But eventually, I can see it having a definite need right here in the US as well. And the way that we like to position it is We're tokenizing real estate to make it easier for investors around the world to invest in real estate, especially American real estate. Can you speak about that?
Yeah, well, I think it's like just kind of fits along the same stuff I said before. I think eventually, it's obvious that the technology is suited for, I guess, a massive growth in RWAs or real world assets of existing on chain. And decentralized financial markets, I think, will eventually be the, I don't know, is leading the right word? There'll be a concentration of additional liquidity, I'll put it that way, in the decentralized financial markets that would facilitate the trading of real world tokenized assets, like potentially real estate.
Why are you so bullish on Solana?
Well, why am I bullish on Solana? I think we have to go to what is Solana, maybe, and how does it compare to other similar technologies? Solana is a layer one of a blockchain, a smart contract blockchain, similar to Ethereum. The chains compete with each other on a number of metrics. And I guess ones that I'd point out specifically, one is decentralization. So are the chains actually decentralized and how decentralized are they? How many nodes are there on the chain? How many validators are there on the chain? What happens if AWS goes down? Throughput and transactions per second. I think you put these three things together and the kind of outcome, I think, of measuring layer one systems on those criteria is a technological race between them. We're not far enough along. None of the blockchains, whether it's Solana, Sui, Aptos, Ethereum, are at the level of throughput or TPS, the bandwidth, I guess I mean by throughput. Are at the level that we need to be to facilitate, like I said, global value transfer. But Solana is the largest on a number of these measures or fastest in production. And the development community around the Solana ecosystem is ultra focused on these three measures. And so I think in the longer term, it has the best chance to continue to develop until it is capable of handling all or virtually all value transfer that I think will eventually take place on a blockchain, which drives my bullishness on Solana.
Yes,
Maybe
wonderful.
a simpler answer is also just user experience. There's a lot of tools built around participating in the Solana ecosystem today. And if you go back to, I don't know, 2021, and you think about, well, what's participating on chain feel like in Ethereum, and what's it feel like participating in Solana? It's almost like you're using a modern centralized application when you participate on Solana, and that's what initially got me into it. Wow, this is really fast. This actually works. There's going to be all kinds of use cases that this kind of speed opens up, which I think has played out over the last 4 years.
Okay, that's good to know. We did develop our Concrete Bell coin on Ethereum platform, but that doesn't stop us from having it develop on other platforms as well. Before we jump into learning a little bit more about DFDV, I'd like to know what are your thoughts on launching? So we are planning on launching officially in December. I've heard, different theories as to whether or not that this is a pass. The best time to launch or wait a few months? What are your thoughts on that?
You're probably looking for something more complex than this, but if I'm, thinking about starting a startup or, getting something new off the ground, the answer is always now, yesterday. I
Okay.
think I would just prioritize getting to market over whether the timing's right or not, get to market and find out if it was right or not, is how I'd think about
I like it. I like it. You're speaking my language, Joseph. All right,
it.
well, tell us a little bit about your company, DeFi Development Corp. What does it do, and what problems do you solve?
So high level, the company is a NASDAQ listed company. DFDV is the ticker, and we raise money and we buy Solana Sol tokens. We hold them on the balance sheet. We attempt to compound them to generate additional Solana, and the like key KPI, the key performance indicator for the company is Sol per share growth. SPS growth. So we run our own validators. We stake our balance sheet assets to the validators. We participate in Solana DeFi to attempt to generate additional yield on the Sol on chain, which turns into more Solana on a per share basis. And so we want investors to think of trading DFDV like trading leveraged Solana tokens. And what problem do we solve? I'd say there's probably a few. One is access. So investors maybe in public markets, one of the problems that we had with exchanges was we have to onboard new users. And they have to go through a KYC process, they have to open the account, they have to fund, et cetera. And it's hard for, I mean, it's not as hard as it used to be, but it's still challenging. Like, not everybody has access to crypto. And one of the problems that DFDV resolves or solves is we give access to anybody with a brokerage account that can trade a stock on NASDAQ, access to invest in compounding Solana.
I love
So
that. That's
from my
great.
perspective, it's a investor access.
Very good. Very good. And how can our investors that are watching the show get in touch with your company, or they just basically contact their broker and say, I want to buy some shares in DFDV?
Yeah, to of course buy the stock, look us up on Robinhood or whatever your broker is. DFDV is the ticker. The website dfdv.com has an enormous amount of information on the company and our key metrics. We have the best website in the digital asset treasury space. It's got a lot of detail.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Joseph, for this very insightful conversation. We liked our podcast short and sweet. So, but thank you so much for your insightful conversation. And definitely, I'd like all of our viewers to look up DFDV if they're trading already on the stock exchange, or go to his website, as he mentioned, and connect directly with Joseph. And don't forget to visit concretebill.org to learn more about tokenizing property. Concrete Bill, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth. Thank you, Joseph.
Thanks, Nova.